Our culture teaches that there are many ways to get to God. As we look to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, Ron Hutchcraft has some timely insights on the rock that rolled and then rocked the world.
Oh man, everywhere you look, it's Easter week. My granddaughter, she's got Easter figured out. You know, she said Easter is when they put Jesus on a cross and hurt him real bad, and then they put him behind a rock. And then Easter is when he came out from behind the rock. You got it, girl. That time from Good Friday to Easter, we're talking 72 hours that rocked the world. You're talking a very real event. I mean, it's confirmed by six historians. Jesus came back to life. And obviously, it's a pivotal religious event for tons of people. But it's a lot more than that, because the empty tomb of Jesus Christ is the epicenter of game-changing revolutions. For one thing, Jesus' resurrection settles all the arguments. You know, there's a lot of talk about many ways to God, many ways to heaven. Our culture talks about diversity and political correctness. But there's only one way. Now, which religion will get you to heaven? No religion. We don't need a religion. We need a rescuer from a death penalty. The Bible says there's one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all. See, only the man who died for your sins can forgive your sins. Because there's the death penalty for sin. And somebody had to die to pay it. And only God's Son could do that, did do that. If there'd been any other way, God wouldn't have sent his Son to that cross. And the only man who can give you eternal life is the one who's got it, who proved he's got it. And he proved it by walking out of his grave. You know, there's another revolution from Easter, too. I mean, Jesus' resurrection transforms the funeral. Boy, if you've been to the funeral of someone who maybe didn't know Christ and someone who did, you know the difference. Well, here's what the Bible says the difference is. We do not want you to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again. So we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. Yeah, there's grief, but grief with the ironclad hope that the reunion's coming. Since that first Easter, all death could do to a believer is help him go home. And Jesus' resurrection decides the future once and for all. Jesus said this, "I'm the living one. I was dead, and behold, I'm alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and Hades." The world's not done with Jesus Christ. He's every person's future. He's every person's ultimate destination. I love the fact that Jesus' resurrection guarantees the payoff. The Bible says, "Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain." Well, that's because he's alive and he's there with the payoff at the end of the race. Whatever the sacrifices you've made for Jesus, whether anybody else noticed it or appreciated it, he's going to make it all worth it, because his resurrection guarantees your reward. And Jesus' resurrection, it demands a decision. The Bible says, "Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life." What you do with Jesus will determine what he does with you. And he walked out of his grave so he could walk into your life, even this Easter week. Make the Savior your Savior this week. This is Ron Hutchcraft.